Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show Monday. Today, Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm excited to get into another Did You Know Show.
For sure. So I'm gonna kind of take your reins this time and do animals. You like to do animals a lot of time.
So I like animals.
You actually talked about one of these a few weeks ago, maybe it was, and it was the DiCaprio snail eating snake.
Yes, I did.
And so I actually have found the same thing that you found, but I found another animal. So I want to go over this other animal, new species that we had founded in 2023.
Cool.
So I guess it's not really a did you know, because we kind of already did you know that we're still discovering, you know, new species. Well, here's one of the other species. They call it the demon cat shark.
Demon cat shark.
That's
so it's
pretty
a shark. Yeah, or is it a cat?
So it's a shark. It is a fish. So it's a new type of shark. It's a genus with a dramatic name, which was identified in May of 2023. So they called it the demon cat shark for a few reasons. It is because it kind of looks scary. They call it kind of the cat shark because the catfish type of thing. They are a bottom feeding shark.
Gotcha.
So they scuttle along the seabed, gobbling up benthic prey, which I believe is like prey that doesn't move very much. They just kind of sit there on the bottom. And it's a new species, and it does have spooky cat-like eyes that glow white.
Whoa.
So down there deep, they glow white. Fortunately, the scientists actually didn't discover this shark down in a dark alley under the water. What actually happened is they happened upon some egg case that was unusually rigid in a museum collection. So it was actually in a museum. They believe that it was actually a novel cat shark species, but they couldn't test that theory without a DNA sample from an actual live specimen. But by chance, a research vessel had picked up a cat shark carrying the exact egg case with it, allowing the scientists to confirm that their hunch was correct. The evidence was reported to the Journal of Fish Biology. So there you go. So they did confirm that there is a new species that we found that matched that same egg casing that is now named the demon cat shark. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a catfish, but it's a shark.
Right, catfish.
Gotcha.
And it's a shark, and I think they threw the demon
about
in there because of the spooky
eyes. Yeah, the
eyes.
About the same size? Did it say anything about
how big
they are?
No, it doesn't tell me what size at all. So I'm probably assuming, just my assumptions are probably the same size of like a tiger shark, not a big old shark, just a medium kind of bodied shark.
That's pretty cool.
There you go.
All right. Well, I like that one, and it's kind of scary. Still sticking with the Halloween theme.
Yeah, a little
so
bit.
That's
That'd
cool.
be creepy to see one of those swimming around in the dark waters.
Yeah, that would give me a nightmare. Next up, I've got one for you. And did you know there's an estimated 3 million shipwrecks in the ocean?
3 million?
Yes.
That's a whole lot more than I thought.
Yeah, there's a lot of ships down at the bottom of the ocean, probably where those cat sharks are
swimming
around.
Probably so.
But, yeah, here we go. So, of course, you know, the famous ones like the Titanic or Queen Anne's Revenge you're probably familiar with. But in total, it's believed that there are at least 3 million shipwrecks that scatter the ocean floors.
That's crazy. Just imagine how many of those we haven't discovered.
Exactly. Well, that's the point, is that less than 1% of these submerged crafts have actually been explored.
Wow.
Because it's just the ocean floor is enormous and so deep at some points that it's really not that well known about, you know, what ships are everywhere across the ocean floor.
Right.
But there are a lot of them. And they're actually, now where you see the most of them are in Bermuda. Because, you know, the Bermuda
Triangle,
they have the largest collection of these shipwrecks. But the shipwrecks actually are good for some things because a lot of them turn into reefs where they have food for fish and other varieties of marine life that can live off of things that will grow off the shipwreck.
I didn't actually think about that because the shipwreck, you know, down there, the barnacles and
all that. Yeah, it'll collect bacteria and other food.
And then it turns into a reef.
Right.
Huh.
So it's actually not all bad, but yes, there's been at least 3 million shipwrecks. So, pretty crazy to think about. But there you go. That's our Did You Know show today. Talking about the ocean, some cat sharks, and shipwrecks. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.